Lord, we thank you tonight. What you have done thus far in our lives. We know there's more to you than we know. And we know you have more for us to do. Every person, the sound of my voice here in Darrow and around the world, men and women are listening tonight, and they have assignments from you. May a fresh anointing begin to teach them and begin to energize them that they can move fervently in the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. You know about all of us. You know where we're weak. You know where we're strong. You know where we made a mistake. You know where we're wrong. You know where we're right. But we thank you tonight. You still love us. And you thank you, Father, that your love is unconditional. You love me in spite of, and I thank you for it. You love this congregation in spite of every man, every woman, every boy, every girl under the sound of my voice. You love them. You're reaching out for them, and you want to help them and bless them and change them and make them stronger. You let us, you give us another chance here at Word of Life to come tonight and look into your word and let you look into our hearts and make the changes and the adjustments that we need. We thank you so much. We praise you. We worship you. We thank you. We say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're so good. You're so good. Lord, you're so good. Woo! You're so real. You have rescued us thousands of times from ourselves. May grace and peace be multiplied as we look into your word. Thank you for this night. Another chance. Thank you for it. We praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen very intensively tonight because I was awakened. I drove about 8 or 9 hours, stopped 2 or 3 times, and drove out of the Ozark Mountains in my RV. I drove and had four guys with me, 4 ministers, and I got into bed about 2 o'clock, and early this morning, the Lord gave me something for you. Now, y'all can't have me being woke up early in the morning and get something for you, and you don't receive it when I come here. And like I told you last Sunday, I've read probably a thousand books, just reading. And I never heard nothing like this in my life. What the Lord said to me, it's amazing. So in the seals, you get an idea and a concept of how to flow when I start ministering. The seal somewhat is from the Holy Spirit to give you some insight to prepare yourself for what God is about to say to you. So these seals are very, I see Barbara made a whole book. I got a whole book of seals now. I didn't know I had done that many. But there's 3, I always use 3, you notice that. I can go sit down after we say the seals. You know, the Lord has spoken so well. But number one, we're going to pray about this. Tonight, shackles will fall in abundance with no means to attach themselves to you again. Lift your hand and pray to God about that. No matter what it is, look at that and pray about it. Jesus said, you'll know the truth. I begin to put scriptures with them. And the truth will make you free. Korobabasata koshaka. Jiri Dede kasoko manele saya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Shatatololo bashika. Thank you, Lord. Alalabashata. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. All you ever desired will begin to manifest at a rapid pace. Too fast for the enemy to interfere. Come on, let's pray about it. Pray about it. You'll have it before he interfere with you. Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. All you ever desire will begin to manifest in a rapid pace. Too fast for the enemy to interfere. Good God Almighty. My goodness. In Jesus' name. Now you can take these in Jesus' name. You can take these and pray on more yourself, you know. But if you listen to them, and I got psalm, you got a psalm there with it. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. How many of y'all believe that? Your faith and promises of God will connect by divine conception. Hebrews 4:1-2 and Philemon 6, you see them. Go ahead and pray about it. Shato. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. We thank God for it. You may be seated. Get your Bibles. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I just want to say something about this verse or these verses here because it has something to do with what the Lord wants to tell you about. How many of y'all ever been tricked before? More than one time. All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, I'll begin reading at the third verse. Apostle Paul pointed out to the church at Corinth how not to let the slickster get you and rob you of your positional rights as a child of God. Now, he has, will not say, he done a good job. He has been deceptive in the church. For the church have not walked in blessings as she should. And I drop it right on down to the believer. The believer has not tapped into the things that God has already supplied. To do that, you got to have revelation. To do that, you got to know how this thing works and how to work it with no doubt. How to work it with no double mindedness. How to work it that you are able to discern immediately when you're off track. You have to see what you don't see in order to function in this realm. Dimension, write this down. Dimension is important for dominion. If you're not operating in the right dimension, then the scriptures will not come alive to you. You're a new creature. You're blessed. You're anointed in your spirit, not your soul, not your body. Your spirit brings that anointing to your soul and bring that anointing to your body. Then you're total man, total woman. But if you read the Bible just thinking about your mind and your soul, you're going to miss out. If you read the Bible looking for a feeling, just an emotional feeling, you're going to miss out. So dimension is so important that I am all that the Bible say I am already in my spirit. I have to train my soul and train my body. Okay? All right? So this thing, see that they that worship God must worship him how? See, these things are spiritual. Children, what I'm about to teach you tonight is spiritual. And if you hear me, you walk out tonight. You don't have to see to walk out. You know it and have the wisdom. It's over. Rim. Before I go to teaching, rim is so important. What rim we even come to this house? What rim we have to get in when we sit down in these chairs? What rim I have to be in when I step into this pulpit? It's not the flesh. It's not a good feeling, even though good feeling comes sometimes. It's not excitement, even though excitement comes sometimes. I have to have knowledge. I have to have understanding. Talk to me. I have to have wisdom from another dimension. Once that happened, I'm the Lord just talking to you now. Once that happened, the devil would not be able to stand before you for 2 seconds. He'll instantly recognize, watch what I say. He'll instantly recognize you know who you are. He don't have to know. He know you know. What do he see? He see defeat. You got to know what you're doing though. You see, you can't let reports become stronger than rewards. He's a rewarder. Well, I don't care what the report is, he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Keep your eyes on the reward. Stop watching the report. Watch what he do. Watch how he work. Watch how he work. Watch what he do. Watch how he work. Watch how he try to make things complicated. Saying you can't get there this month. Things too rough. That's the month you go there. What dimension you in? See, dimension. I'm talking about dimension. Are you in the spirit? John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. I saw something. I heard something that I wasn't hearing before I got in the spirit. Most Christians are still in the flesh. You got a fight on your hand, you tell them that. But they're still in the flesh. They don't know how to function in the spirit. Verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Listen very carefully. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety. He's slick. So your mind, talking to Christian here, should be corrupted from the what? From the what? That is in Christ. Simplicity. Simplicity, subtlety, simplicity, subtlety, simplicity. It's easy to stop Satan and take what belongs to you. We complicate it too much. Too much theology. All you need is Jesus and know how he works. Are you following me? All right, let me read a little more to you so you can get it, because when I give it to you, I want you to really get it, all right? He says in the fourth verse, For it is he that cometh preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him. For I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostle, but though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge. Y'all be talking about how I talk my words and all that. You better try and listen to the knowledge. You go to speech therapy if you want speech. But you better listen to the knowledge. What's coming out of my mouth? God is saying something. He don't have to diagram it just like you know it by your smartness. I preach in Madison Square Garden the same way. I preached to 35,000 people the same way at one time. I don't care. This gospel. But though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. Paul said, I've been made manifest. You've seen things happen in my ministry that you shouldn't back off. Now, I'm going to teach you something tonight. I'm going to try to let the Holy Spirit, you know, here's where you better understand this. This is not even in my text. 1 John 2:27, look at this. You see, because if you don't realize that there's a teacher on the inside of you, when the teacher on the outside teaching, you're not going to catch on. You understand? You have to be ready for the teacher on the inside to bring forth what the teacher on the outside is saying, or check it out, see if it's from God. Bible said, try the Spirit what? By the Spirit. But there's an anointing. You're a child of God, right? There's an anointing. See, realm, dimension. There's an anointing on the inside. You see, most of a lot of times we come to church and we're on the outside. We want a flesh message. I want a message I can feel on there. If I don't feel it, it wasn't there. I don't say, hey, I didn't even feel the Spirit, man. You can't really feel the Spirit. It's the Spirit feeling you. I'm going to try to give you this point. Let me read this to you. Here, you never heard this before. This is wild, man. The blessings are on the inside of you screaming, let me out. Ephesians 1:3. The blessing. What I said? Are on the inside of me screaming, let me out. You are so full of blessing that your lifetime on earth will not give you time to enjoy them all. They just keep on coming. They are blessing when you learn. You listen to me, young lady? When you learn how to function in the Spirit, the blessing will be coming and coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. I mean, it'd be so many abundance of blessing God wants you to have if you get in the right dimension and you yield to him. I'm going to show you how. Look at the third verse, Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Is Christ in you? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Guess what else in you? The blessing. Say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
So, what we have to realize, I'm going to use bad language for purpose. This already did. You already have all the blessing that God going to be storing you. You already got them on the inside of you. So you have to learn how, get this, to function in the blessing, to flow with the blessing. Just slap the snot out of your feeling, because it'll hinder you from moving in the blessing. The blessing, tell the person next to you, the blessing in you. Tell them here, all of them. You better learn how to get them out. They're in there. How dare you say, I'm full of blessing. I'm a blessing going somewhere to heaven. And you are. Because you're a child of the living God. God have given everything for you. Christ have paid every price need to be paid. Christ have bought everything you need. Paid for it already. May it be material, spiritually, mentally, it's all paid for already. That do a dance. It all paid for. Are you following me? Now, I'm going to show you how to walk in your blessing fully. The blessing on the inside of you, you better write that down. The blessing is on the inside of me screaming, let me out. Well, you must be talking about on the inside of somebody else. I ain't got that many blessings. I'm going to show you how to do it. They're there. It's Ephesians 1:3. Is that clear to you? Clear to me? I don't know where to go here now. Well, let me give you. It has become my assignment. That's what I wrote when I heard it this morning. It has become my assignment to teach you how to walk in flowing blessing. Are you there? I can't hear you. Listen to the next statement now. This will take divine alignment with God's word. If you're going to walk in the blessing, you're going to have to divinely permit the Holy Spirit to align you with the word of God. Got that? All right. Divine agreement with the Holy Spirit. If you and the Holy Spirit talking, and if you ever have some doubt about who right, go with him. He know, because when he talked to you, everything not going to sound right to your soul or to your body, and your soul and your body are nosy. They're going to try to get involved. When you train yourself properly, you know the Holy Spirit know what he's talking about, so you just go ahead and agree with it. Even if it don't look right, don't sound right, don't feel right. Y'all ready to grow?
Yeah.
You have to learn how to walk in victory when you don't see none. When everything looked dreary, you got to know how to rejoice. Because the answer for the dilemma is in you. You looking for God to do something he already have done. Listen, I won't make this statement. Your faith is not designed to move God. Your faith don't make God do nothing. What your faith is for is to receive what God already has done. Go ahead, check your Bible. Read the Bible over now. You'll see why. Faith don't move God. Faith receive from God what God already has moved. It'll make it a whole lot easier. It's a whole lot easier if you go and get something you already got the paper on and you know it's yours, or try to make something happen that you're not too sure about. That. Goodbye, double-minded. Goodbye, doubt. Goodbye, deception. See, I know. I don't have to wonder. I don't have to pray 3 hours. I pray because I know. I'm praying knowing. I'm energizing my spirit so I can be more receptive. But I'm not trying to make it happen because it already has happened. I don't care how you feel. I don't care who treats you wrong today. They can't stop you. You have perpetual victory on the inside of you nonstop. It's religion, church, stale biscuits that cause Christians to be gloomy. Do you know when the clouds are coming to the sky, the sun's still shining? That sun quick shining, everything will die. It's still shining when you can't see it. What you can't see tonight, you need to see. It's still there. I said, teleport next to you, it's there. How can you have the audacity to not even know what they need and tell them it's there? Because it's there. Divine agreement. All right, you got that? Divine alignment with God's word. Divine agreement with the Holy Spirit. You got that? Knowing how to access through faith. Get that? Knowing how to access through faith from where? From where? From where? From where? What are you accessing from? Where? From where? No, I ain't heard the word. From where? No, right? From where? Where are you accessing from? What? No. No. Ephesians 2:8. What grace is? What Christ did on the cross have deposited everything in your name. Faith works with favor. The favor is already there. Faith activates the favor. It's already yours. You just claiming it. In a hostile surrounding that can't stop you from having it. This is the confidence that we have in him. 1 John 5:14-15. That's the whole Bible there. For by grace are you saved through faith. God did everything through Christ. When Jesus died on the cross, it produced a supernatural dispensation called grace. Everything was jammed in there. Love, faith, material thing, whatever it is, all that. For my children. I give them 2 gifts. I give them grace and I give them faith. I did the grace, they do the faith. But they both came from me. You really need a seatbelt now. God has permitted you to share in his sovereignty. He have set some things up he can't do by himself. He has done everything for you, but he can't get it to you by himself. Y'all ain't hear me. Y'all not understand me. I told you, you got your dimension, see. That's how people don't understand God's sovereignty. That's why they put God made the little baby deformed. God made the storm. God didn't do all that. God is a good God. Somebody who don't know how to stop it. Stay on it. I haven't showed you the scripture that's going to open this up like the Red Sea. In a few minutes, I'll show it to you. Divine agreement with the Holy Spirit, knowing how to access through faith all the action that took place at the cross of Christ. Galatians chapter 3. Blessing, you hear them blessing screaming? Remember that little box I had? I tried to get them to get that little box. Yeah, let me out of here. Let me out of here. I heard this morning the blessing screaming. Let me out of here. God said, all that your pastor are loaded with blessing. All the people you're going to speak with tonight, they are loaded with blessing. He said, I load them daily with benefits. But they got to pull it out. You will not have another dreary day. You will hear my voice. You're full of blessing. In your spirit, all the blessings of God are already on the inside of you. All you would ever need, all you would ever want, all you would ever desire is already in you. The religious dog must be captured tonight and put in a pen. Lock him up and leave him in there. You must live by revelation. What I say? Revelation puts you in a position, you listening? To receive, release, resist. You must stop wondering who you are. Rise up and know who you are. Get up out the bed in the morning and say, thank you, Lord. This is the best day I ever seen. I'm going to roll in blessings today. I know some of y'all are going to do it in the morning. I know that. Roll, blessing, roll. I ain't think about the curse. Curse have no authority on me. Look at Galatians 3:13. Look at Galatians 3. Christ had redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me. For it's written, curse that one to hang on a tree. Look at the 14th verse. Look at the 14th verse. My Galatians 3:14. That the what? Might come on the Gentile. Through who? Jesus. Through Jesus Christ. What? What does it say? You are about to go on a trip in the scriptures that's going to change your life forever. The blessing going to stop screaming and come out. Come out, you blessing. You're always calling demons out. Call the blessing out. Ain't no demon in your spirit. You're a child of the living God. You got blessing on the inside of you. Ain't no demon in you. Demon can't live in you. Demon die when they touch your spirit. Stop wasting all your time with Satan. He can't hold nothing back from you no more. Say it. You have to have it now. Whether you see it, whether you feel it, you have to have it now. the blessing of Abraham. Now, let me call a few words out here now before I take it to text. Get ready to write. I'm going to call a few words out. We're going to move these screaming blessings. The righteousness of faith. Grace. And something we left out, we don't know a whole lot about, but I'm going to show it to you in a few minutes. The promises. Very powerful. All the promises of God are yea and amen. From this night forward, you will live out a promised life. You understand what I'm saying? You see, the life been promised to you. Now, I'm going to teach you how to live out your promised life. How God designed you to live. The time come that you might have life more abundantly. Come out tonight. No worry about the thief. You ready? Romans chapter 4, verse 13. Romans 4, chapter 4, verse 13. Now, this will be some of the most powerful teaching you ever heard in your life. I don't care how long you've been in the church. When you go in the Bible and understanding come and enlightenment come, the light come on. You walk in dominion. You walk in victory. Thank you for your enthusiasm. You walk in power. Here's a powerful statement. I will not be deceived another day in my life. What is rightfully mine, I will know it. I'll act on it, and it come to pass. Every time. That's how God designed us. But religion and tradition and denomination and man theology robbed us of being who we are. It doesn't matter about how many weaknesses you got. God declare the more weak you are, the more strong I can make you, because you stop depending on yourself. Smart people have a problem with the spirit. They're trying to figure it out. This is not algebra. This is the ABCs. The simplicity. He made it so I can catch it. I caught on pretty good too. Now watch this. Woo, Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. For the what? Underline that. Promise. 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 What did the Bible say about the promise? All the promises of God are what? Why? Because God said it. God give it. God is not a man. Somebody standing on God's promise can't be drowned. They can't be taken out. They can't lose. You got his word on it. As we go down this scripture, I want to tell you something ahead of time. We often teach about Abraham in this fourth chapter of Romans, how Sarah and Abraham had the baby at old age. And we all hopped on strong faith. That wasn't just strong faith. What made the faith strong? The promise. He had a promise to attach his faith to. Just wave your hand, God. Do something. Let me know I'm saying something. He had a promise. See, I'm teaching you, all you do is get a promise. Attach to that promise. Ride it. Ride that promise. Ride it. Don't care what the circumstances say. Don't care what the situation say. Don't come up too old, too long, too late. Forget it. Promise. Abraham come to the point, I'm not depending on my body. I'm not depending on Sarah's body. I'm on the promise. So I want you to understand the promise. That's one thing. For the promise, good God Almighty. For the promise that he should be the heir, underline the word heir, what you are?
Heir.
What? Heir to what? Promise. What the promise say? What's some of the promise? Huh? Head not, that's a promise. Huh? Life more, that's a promise. I'm healing Jesus, that's a promise. Collect. God dog it, collect then. You know that much, collect it. Collect. Nobody got no time to be depressed. Nobody got no time being stressed out. Hold on to a scripture and don't know it is a promise? What does Isaiah 55:11 say? What does Isaiah 55:11 say? What? My word never come back with the wrong answer. I never say no when I've already said yes. You got that? Say amen.
Amen.
God will teach you right out of any problem tonight. Teach you out of any struggle, any stress. Let your past sin go. God ain't holding nothing against you. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world, listen very carefully now, was not to Abraham or to his, not seed, they're talking about Christ, through the law. The law strengthens sin. The law makes sin come alive. That's what the law was given for. The law wasn't getting you where you could. The law strengthens sin. I'll show you in the scripture someday. The law makes sin come alive. The law never was designed to stop sin. It was designed to stop your self-righteousness. I don't have time to preach on that. But through what? Get that up, but through what?
The
righteousness of faith. For if they which of the law be heirs, now here's the problem. Here's the problem. Performance. You doing it. Your faith making God move. Your faith become void. And you make the promise of none effect. God has made you to believe and receive. That's how he designed you. The man got a bad report in the 5th chapter of Mark. His little girl had died. The servant comes and said, oh, don't bother the master no more. It's a child already dead. The Lord says, only believe. Didn't talk long to him, did he? Only believe. What the Lord's saying to you right now? What you dealing with? Oh, my God. What you dealing with tonight? You came here. You drove here. You got here. And you come here with something nobody else know about. And yet the Lord said, only believe. Will you take it?
Yes, sir.
Will you take it?
Yes, sir.
Come on. No, I'm serious. Will you take it?
Yes, sir.
Only believe. Stop praising Jesus wept. That's the two words you praise. Jesus wept. Jesus wasn't weeping in no defeat. Jesus knew he's crying because they didn't understand what he was saying. But your word is only believe. Write that down. Write everything down, give him your problem, and put it under there and see what happens. What? You heard me? Everything, give him your problem. Let's write it under there. That's in Mark 5. You'll find it. Only believe. It's over. The dilemma is over. I'm leaving you only believing. Good God Almighty, man. Only believe. Don't believe, only believe. What? What I say?
Only believe.
Yeah, but you don't know what I'm dealing with. We're dealing with a dead girl here. How bad your problem is. Come on, how tough your problem is. Your problem ain't that bad. You still alive, aren't you? All right. Faith is made void. Look at that verse. You don't want that to happen. Faith is made void and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath. The law strengthens sin. The law makes sin alive. The law worketh wrath. God was killing them. In the Old Testament. God ain't killing folk like that no more. Stop living under the Old Testament. We're in a grace. You know, boy, a whole lot of us would be dead if God would say we were. You know I'm telling the truth. But God's mercy and God's grace, we're in a new dispensation. You talk about me, I talk about you, I drop dead, you drop dead. Then talking, smiling, and putting fed. How you doing? Poop, drop dead, you liar, you. But thank God. I'm glad. How many of y'all glad about that? I'm glad. I'd have been dead many times. Got a few folks I talk about every now and then. You know what you laughing at. You too. You ain't that hoarder. You say something every now and then. We all know. Fess up. Verse 16 now. Watch this. This is powerful, Hazel. Look at verse 16. This is powerful. God's showing you how he worked. Abraham is the father of faith. If we're going to follow him, it's not so much he was righteous, but he believed God in circumstances that nobody else could answer. Woo! I wish somebody got something here nobody else can answer. When you got something, God permit me to say this, when you got something that you can answer, it give God a jig. God dances. Whoop! That's something they can't handle. Give me a chance to express myself. Are you in a jam? You don't seem like you're going to make it. God don't put you in a tight spot, but he allowed him. Then he give you a mouth and wisdom that the enemy can't gainsay. Your test turn into a testimony. No test, no testimony. Don't worry about the test. Rejoice in the testimony that will come out because of the test. You got me? Rejoice. It ain't that bad. Rejoice. Your life's just beginning. People who don't want to talk to me, I don't want to talk to them. People who don't want no spiritual advice, I don't give any. They're carnal. You understand? If you ever say, you get in trouble and you say, I don't want pastor that, don't worry. I ain't coming. If I hear, you don't want me there. Because I know my anointing not going to work then. I'm not the fruit man. I don't sell watermelon. No, I'm serious. You have to want this. Or you're not going to get it. Got it? Now watch this verse. Verse 16. Come on, we got to get this. Therefore, it is of what? That it might be. What did I take it? I take it back to Ephesians 2:8? The whole system. Look at what he said next. To the end, the promise. Oh, I'm preaching now. Might be sure to all the seed. That's me. That's you. Not to that which is only of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Full persuasion comes by this revelation. I do not have to perform this. All I got to do is only believe. When I do, God will perform it for me. Look at the 21st verse. We say, be fully persuaded. That's 21. For what he has promised. He's also what? How many believe that? What is over there? You talk about how bad your husband is, how bad your wife is. It ain't that bad. God can handle that tail. Pray in the spirit. Get your strength. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you can stand up against that devil. Shoot. Come on, yeah. Stop crying and complaining. Oh, Lord, why me? Why not you? Get up swinging. In the spirit. In faith. In love. You can't whip love. I said you cannot, you can't whoop love. I say you can't whoop love. And love does not mean I got to go, but love don't mean I'm going to let you misuse me over and over again. You're going to stop this fool. I got enough of this. I ain't living with no fool the rest of my life. I just tell y'all, y'all don't want to hear it, but I'm just telling y'all. See, me, I'm not God, so if a woman come and keep telling me she got prostate, go home. Just leave that song. I'll tell a woman, a man the same thing. Just leave that crazy woman. Don't stay there and go through all that. He said, what about divorce? I don't know. God's going to handle it. I just can't. I can't handle it. I can't. I can't have it. Now, when you go into the 17th, well, let me give you some. Let me give you some. Wait a minute. In Galatians, go back and write Galatians 3:1. Go back to Galatians 3:1, because it has something to do with this. Galatians 3:1. I didn't read it. Paul trying to straighten out his teaching, and people here taught the right way, and so he got to write to them now. Oh, foolish! And then, now don't hold me to this now. One Greek word says stupid idiot. Who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ had. See what he's saying now? Look what he ended that sentence with. Look what he ended that sentence with. Same way ended Galatians 2:20. And if you're watching the scripture, he ended the scripture, he says something powerful, and he ended talking about Jesus dying. What are you talking about? Why do that? To let you know it's already paid for. You see him doing that? You see when he gets to the end of that voice what he said? Huh? Oh, foolish Galatian. Now he lost someone right now because he didn't call him foolish, you see. Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth, crucified among you? See how he said that? Go to Galatians 2:20. I'll show it to you again so you understand. He bring that crucifixion in Galatians 6:14. He said, I shouldn't glory in nothing else. 1 Corinthians 2, Paul said, I'm determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I. You know, I taught a principle here, yet not I. But Christ lives in me in the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, that is, that died again, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, the reason we don't receive sometimes, go to the next verse, 21st verse. What we did? I don't care if it's through ignorance or what. It says, I do not frustrate the grace of God. He's the same thing we just read a few minutes ago. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. The blessings are screaming. Let me out. Nobody can hold your blessing up. Clap your hand. No, nobody can stop my blessing. Tell somebody next to you. Nobody can stop your blessing. Wow. Nobody. Not a one can stop your blessing. You hear me, Harry? It can't stop your blessing. I don't care if they don't like you. I don't care what they say about you. If you know what you're doing, you're walking in the blessing of the Lord. Nobody. Not even the devil himself. No demon power can stop my blessing. Got it? Stop being discouraged. See, can I think about this? God give you strength for every challenge. God give you courage for every trial. God give you wisdom to live in grace and peace. You got them? At three, I ain't saying them no more. You got to close. Come on, sit down. One more time. It is time, here's what the Spirit of God said. It is time to open up a whole new realm of blessing to the people of God. You have no idea what you've been missing. By understanding, it's not by your performance. It's not by what you do. It's what he did. And you act on what he did. All right. Galatians chapter 1. You there, right? Galatians chapter 1. Oh, you got a mighty small Bible. A perverted gospel leads to perverted blessing. It stopped the power. So as Paul am to teach the church, Peter and all of them, he teach them about the gospel of grace. The gospel of what Jesus had already done for you. You must exercise your faith there. To receive, to release, to command blessing. Stop waiting all your life. I went down one of them hills. I had them four boys follow me. And I have a truck hooked up behind me with a golf car in it. So I'm pulling something. That thing go down, down. They got on the side there, they got driveways with sand in it for runaway trucks. You know, runaway RVs too. You go down, going to the mountain now, riding the mountain, Ozark Mountain. You go down deep, you can't see nothing. You come back up, you can't see who coming across the. When you get on top, all around you, mountains with beautiful color. I said, "Woo!" That thing took my breath away, man. I said, my, more people got to see this. Awesome, man. Awesome. Some Christians just stay on flat ground. They never see nothing. That was a good example. Everybody just stayed out here, see the same old people, same old thing. Same little bird, blue bird running through the sky. Got other kind of birds you need to see. The blessings are screaming. Let me out of here. Say, you talking about in me? Yes, I'm talking about it. You a child of God? Huh? You full of blessing. Stop arguing with the blessing. Let the blessing come out. Stop arguing about your mistakes. The blessing, I ain't got time to talk to you about your mistake. Do you want me to bless you? Because the Holy Spirit going to convict you. Why are you holding on to it? Where it came from? It came out of your flesh. It didn't come out of your spirit. You didn't sin out of your, you sin out your soul. Do you go to hell for missing the wrong turn when you're traveling? No, you probably won't go to hell for missing the road. There's no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk, watch me, not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Then the law comes. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus that made me free from the law of sin and death. I'm teaching five messages at one time. Just stick with me. I'm trying to get the blessing out. All right. Galatians 1:6. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the gospel of Christ, or to the grace of Christ, unto another gospel. That's a performing gospel. That's a word of faith without grace gospel. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. I don't care who get mad. That's what it is. You got to connect the two. With grace, you got nothing. With faith, you got nothing. You got to connect them together. God can't do nothing for you unless you give him permission. Look at the seventh verse. Which is not another. But there'll be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are the angel from heaven, preach any other gospel but good news. That's what the gospel is. Unto you, then that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Maybe you didn't hear me the first time Paul said. So you go to the next verse. And as we said before, so I say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Wow. You see that? Your potential, come on, I got a minute. Your potential of perpetual blessing is revealed to you today. You are highly favored. And it's high time for you to live in your already supplied blessing. You must understand the righteousness of faith. Because, listen, you listening? And I'm going to tell you what verse that is. That's in verse 14 of Romans 4, I think it is. Verse 14. I'm going to close with that. Go back there. Because I want to say this in a closing that we have it set up to understand how it works. Yeah, verse 14, Romans 4:14. And this is going to be a hard egg to boil or crack open here, but we're going to crack it. Watch what it says now. Because, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Of rules without revelation, faith is made void. Don't do this, do that, don't do this. Don't just teach me something, man. I'm going to do what you tell me to do. Then I won't have to worry about all that rest of that stuff you're talking about. Fuss at me, and it got three people doing that. Shoot. Teach me so they can hear. Eavesdrop. All right. Because of rules without revelation, faith is made void. The promise made of none effect and produces a drought of blessing. I'm going to tell you this in my closing. The church has done well compared to the ignorance, if that's a word, that the church had been in all these years. All these years. I mean, it's just like to some degree, by the love of God and the goodness of God, but our pulpit hasn't been giving you the whole story like you should. And I've been a pretty good preacher. But there's a whole lot more. And then it cannot be void of grace and faith. You say, Pastor, you hop on that. There's the other thing about it. It all relate to that. And the reason the church got so much sickness and so much sin, see, grace purify you. We write it down. You want to read it? You want to read it? Titus 2, 11 and 12. Grace caused you to live. God's favor caused you to live. God's been so good to me. That's why Joseph was working with in the 39th chapter of Genesis when that woman tried to get him to commit adultery. You know what he's working with? Favor. Oh, no, baby. God been so good to me, I don't want you. he had the favor of God. You're not that pretty. I think I'll run. And I think I won't go back and get that garment she pulled off me. I'm just keep running. Favor. See, grace, because the church have not known grace, they sin. Because you say, you're going to do something. Somebody going to, you're going to always do something. I say, stop, let me out the car. Say, young preacher, do you have a woman on the outside? I said, what, sir? I came out the street, you know. I thought I was back in the streetcar. He said, I said, sir. He said, you don't have all everybody got a side woman, son. I said, hold up. Let me out. I got out. They haven't seen me since. That's been almost 40 years. Most of them dead now. No, no, no. God ain't called me to have no outside woman. You either. I'd break a usher leg, then shoot him in his left leg, then call the police and say, I did it. You understand my language, right? Stand on your feet and praise God a few minutes. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Listen to these for a minute. Let me exalt you quick. You're pregnant with blessings that have never been delivered. The time has come for the blessing to be demonstrated in your life. The arrangement has been made for you to be fully blessed every day. Y'all receiving this?
Yes, sir.
The blessings are stacked up on the inside of you, ready to be released. Watch this one, my clothes. You are not really blessed until the flow of the blessing is too strong and too much for just you to live by. You must become a blessing. I see you in that position that you're so blessed, you got too much, you got to help somebody else. Lift your hand and praise God for it. Lift your hand. You watching by internet, you heard? You heard what was said? I'm so blessed that I got to help somebody else. Would you do it? Yeah, it come then. It's coming. See, God will bless you so much that you'll be able to help somebody else. That means I have no bills. That means I have no limitation. That means I have no lack. That mean I'm out. I'm trying to help somebody else get out. Amen. Amen. Shout, shout. Glory. That's worth shouting about, boy. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God, I say.